AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Senate has rejected a House-passed emergency aid bill to help migrant families and unaccompanied children who cross the border with Mexico. The Senate will now consider a $4.6 billion bipartisan measure that is backed by Republican leader Mitch McConnell and Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
I'm going to vote for it. I think most of us on this side are going to vote for it so that we can quickly move to conference. Speaker Pelosi has called the president and suggested a few changes. I think they are four changes to this bill. We could quickly have a conference, talk about those four changes, try to get them in the bill, and finish this quickly, and I hope that's what will happen.
As he was leaving the White House for the G20 summit in Japan, President Trump told reporters,
"Very far along, and I believe the House is going to also be getting together with the Senate. Hopefully they can get something done."
Trump was also asked by reporters about special counsel Robert Mueller's pending testimony to a pair of House committees.
My only response to Mueller is, does it ever stop? After all of these years and times and people, does it ever stop?
Mueller has agreed to testify before the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees on back-to-back appearances on July 17th. Two more Broward County, Florida sheriff deputies have been fired as a result of an internal affairs investigation into the agency's response to the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland that killed 17 people. Sheriff Gregory Tony.
We spent a lot of time looking at our policy and looking at the actions, looking at the statements that were provided by each of the deputies involved. And so, you know, after we take that totality of facts, it became clear to me and our command staff that this was neglect of duty.
Two other deputies were fired previously. One of them, the school's resource officer, now faces criminal charges. Heading into the last hour of trading, the Dow is up 21. This is AP Radio News. Some 500 workers at online retailer Wayfair walk off the job in protest of the Boston company's contract to supply $200,000 worth of furniture to a government contractor that runs a center for migrant children in Texas.
I am proud to work at Wayfair, and I am proud to continue the dialogue that will lead to us ending the support of concentration camps at our southern border.
In an interview with the Boston Globe, Elizabeth Good, one of the walkout organizers, said knowing the company is profiting from what's going on at the southern border is pretty scary to her. Former University of Southern California campus gynecologist Dr. George Tyndall has been charged with 29 felony counts in a case involving the sexual assaults of 16 patients. Authorities say Tyndall could get up to 53 years in prison if convicted. He's accused of sexually assaulting patients at the USC Student Health Center when they came in for exams or treatment between 2009 and 2016. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.